here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
I'm in, everybody, to the Jacob Draft Special. Eagles trade up from 50 and 53. They send actually 50, 53, and 161 and get back number 40, 78, and 152. And they land their man, Cooper DeJean from Iowa. Defensive back, I'm not going to call him a corner. John, you just got off the Zoom conference with Cooper DeJean. What's your first takeaways on the pick? Eagles go defensive backs twice in a row to start the 2024 NFL Draft.
Yeah, and the Eagles announced him as a defensive back, not a cornerback, and I think that's meaningful in his versatility. You know, it's interesting that when we get to talk to Howie Roseman at the end of the night after that pick in the third round, you know, he had talked, and he usually talks about rookie players learning one position first, and then maybe they grow from there. And he mentioned that with Mitchell yesterday, because he was asked the question, can he play inside as well as outside? And mentioned they want to start him at, you know, make it simple, start out as an outside corner. I think it's going to be a different case with Cooper DeJean. I really do. And I think ultimately he's going to be a safety or a slot corner or an inside player with the Philadelphia Eagles, at least to open. But we'll see how that shakes out and what Howie says about it. But I think that DB designation was a giveaway to that indication.
Right.
And we'll see how it shakes out. But clearly they liked the player. They were considering the player in the first round. You know, thinking if they weren't able to get in a position to get Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean was probably the third corner on their board. And in that instance, if they didn't have Quinyon Mitchell, maybe it would be a cornerback. So it's not any hint of he can't play corner. It's just they may need him to play safety or slot corner more in an immediate fashion. And then you got a bunch of young bodies that we've been talking about that could potentially play outside in the years to come after Darius Slay is done in Philadelphia. And it looks like James Bradbury already is, to be quite honest. So a lot of versatility, a lot of bodies, gives a lot of optionality for Vic Fangio. And that's a good thing. And I talk about this all the time with Malcolm Jenkins. He was the last really versatile piece the Eagles had in the secondary, a guy who could move all over the place. And he embraced it, and he loved it, and he considered it a challenge, and it kept him focused in the game. And some players are the exact opposite. They want to be able to play one position and focus on that and get as good as humanly possible. And it takes a unique person to be willing to embrace all these different roles. So I think there's a lot of good about Cooper DeJean and his ability to play different slots and move around, you know, potentially early in his career, which is rare nowadays, to be honest.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit on the previous show before we got cut out by some internet issues, but it looks like they got him right where
Green Bay was going to take.
They could have got him, basically. Yeah, the Packers traded out at 41, so the Eagles waited. It looks like the board fell again, if this was the player they came into the day wanting. It fell again in their favor. They pounced at the right time. And really, I thought it was a good trade. I mean, they got rid of 50 and 53, but you grab a third rounder. So maybe if they were thinking linebacker as well, which, you know, a lot of fans are still looking for, now you have a third round pick to do it. But it looks like they got him right at the sweet spot of the draft.
Yeah, and it's, you know, one of the I don't know anybody who didn't have Cooper in the first round in their mock draft. So, you know, it's tremendous. And I asked him about his leg, said if they had a game played, because clearly he fell a little bit because of the fractured leg. And but he said he's ready to go right now. If they had to play a game this Sunday, he'd be able to play. So that doesn't mean everybody would be comfortable because he missed. I believe it was the last four games of the season, hasn't played. He mentioned a few times he hasn't played football in a while. He's chomping at the bit to get out there. And certainly that hurt him. But you're getting a first-round talent early in the second round, and that's pretty good. I mean, it's shaping up. It's a pretty good draft, at least early on, for Howie Roseman. And you know, the Eagles, you're never 100% with these things when you go up and get a player, but the indication that Green Bay traded out immediately after is a pretty good emphatic stamp saying, yeah, they were going to take him. And they bailed out when the Eagles jumped ahead of them. It doesn't always work out. I mean, that's what they did to Houston with Andre Dillard, and Houston kind of panicked, didn't know what to do for a moment. And really overdrafted the next offensive tackle. But, yeah, that's sort of a rubber stamp that Green Bay was going to take Cooper, and the Eagles got up to the spot they had to get up to get him.
Yeah, what does this mean now, Johnny Mac, for – I mean, we talked about it on last night's show. With all, there's a lot of defensive backs on this roster. I know they're not all great players, but there's a lot of young players. But specifically, let's go Reed Blankenship. I mean, if they put Cooper in there, where I think many are anticipating he will start at least his career at safety, is this bad news for Reed Blankenship? Could he be on the way out the door if Cooper develops?
Well, no, I don't think he'd be on his way out the door. The Eagles just essentially bought out his restricted free agency year with an extension. Right. So he's going to be here for the next couple of years. Now, is he out of the starting lineup? Potentially. But, you know, as versatile is as Cooper was at Iowa, he didn't play a lot of safety. He was mainly an outside corner. So it's still a big projection. Many teams did project him inside the safety, but you still have to see how he develops at that particular position if you want to go that route. And Jonathan Gannon would always talk about nickel and safety in this particular defensive scheme being mirrored positions. So he might be more comfortable in the slot, and it might affect Devontae Maddox. So a couple different ways they can go because it's such a versatile player. But there's no doubt he's talented. You want to get him on the field as quickly as possible, and it's going to affect somebody. It's just a matter who it's going to affect.
John, we got one pick left on the night, assuming they don't make another move, but pick 78 in the third round. A lot of people were hoping they went linebacker in the second round. They obviously did not do that. They went Cooper. What do you think they go third round? We talked a lot about in the pre-show how many good offensive linemen are in this draft.
Yeah, I'm still saying that. I can't believe they're not taking. Now, as you get down to 78, a lot of them have gone. Jackson Powers Johnson is a guy who went essentially right after, couple picks after. I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, it was right. It was right after. I think it was three or four picks after. Yeah.
And then Zach Frazier went to Pittsburgh, and Andy Weidel, and he seemed like a tough-minded Eagles-like offensive lineman. And they went offensive line, offensive. They picked in the first round the Pittsburgh. So you can see the Andy Weidel effect with the Steelers. I'm surprised that the Eagles haven't gone offensive line. And I'm going to keep saying offensive line until they take an offensive line.
One of these times we're bound to be right. I mean, they can't go the whole draft without taking an offensive lineman.
Yeah, that would be the biggest upset if they leave day two without an offensive lineman. So they got one more shot at it, but they're coming off the board pretty quickly, and it's going to be a little bit more difficult at 78 than it would have been at 50. But they really liked Cooper DeJean, and it's understandable why, because, you know, again, first round talent falling into the second round, that's tough value to pick up, to pass up. And, you know, again, if you just, you never want to go in it with the mindset of I'm taking an offensive lineman or I'm taking insert position. If a player's on your board and he's much higher than everybody else, go up and get him. And that's what the Eagles did.
Yep. And I think, you know, you got to give Howie credit. I mean, he's a great GM in terms of managing the cap and all those things, but he has really improved from even just the last 3 years and how he manages the draft. Not just the players he picks, but reading the room, seeing what other teams are doing. And in this case, you know, he thought Green Bay was right there to take Cooper. Boom. And he moves one spot ahead of them. To get their guy. And, you know, I think of last year when they jumped up just one spot to grab Jalen Carter to make sure nobody else traded in front as people were trying to do. So Howie's really gotten good at just reading the board and reading what other teams are doing, which is a good credit to him.
Yeah, he has. And, you know, it's always, again, yeah, he's not 100% in that situation where Green Bay is going to go, but you probably get a little bit of an extra smile.
Yeah. And then you see him trade out and you're almost exactly. Looks like I was right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of smile and spike the football a little bit and say, yeah, I made the right decision. But bottom line is the player. And that's a really good player that everybody was talking about, potentially a 22. Very similar to Nolan Smith last year when a lot of people thought, you know, the Eagles would take him earlier in the draft if they couldn't get Jalen Carter. And they got Jalen Carter, and all of a sudden, it's all the way down at 30, and are able to get Nolan Smith as well. And again, Nolan didn't start out, and some people are mistakenly calling him a bust already. So it's no guarantee he's going to hit the ground running immediately. But anytime you can get a guy that, again, just about was a consensus first round pick for everybody, and he starts to drift a little bit, that's pretty good value.
Yep, so pretty good stuff for the Eagles. They go back-to-back defensive backs. I like this fit for specifically for Vic Fangio. I think his versatility as a player is something Vic is going to know how to use. You know, put him wherever you want on the chessboard, you know, whether it's nickel corner, whether it's safety, box safety, whatever you want to call it. I think Vic Fangio will at least know how to get the most out of this player. So from that perspective, I think it's a great pick. Do you think he's a first-year starter, John?
I don't know.
Tough to go there.
I don't know how he's going to get. He's obviously not going to start a corner because that's going to be Darius Slay and Quinyon Mitchell outside corner. And then you start, can he start at nickel? Yes. Can he start at safety? Yes. But those are positions he's got to learn. So, you know, maybe sometime in his rookie year, if you're talking week one starter, I would probably lean towards no. But maybe by midway through the season, maybe that turns into a yes.
All right, that'll do it, John. Good pick here at 40. The Eagles make their move and get their man. We'll be back live after 78. Thank you, Johnny Mac.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, everybody. I'm not sure if my internet is still holding on, but pretty good stuff. I'm a fan of Cooper DeJean. I think he's a good pick. I think it's a good fit here in Philadelphia, and we'll see how it goes. I haven't seen it on the field in year one, but we'll see how it is. We've been talking about defense all off season. And we'll be live after pick 78. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to drop us a like, a subscribe. I know my internet's struggling a little bit, but thanks for sticking with me. We'll see you after pick 78, and then following the day two, we'll do a full recap tonight with Johnny Mac. Thanks everybody. See you next time.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.